Hey, this is Phil. Today on the podcast, we discuss adult Sunday school with new classes starting April 7th and how you can engage in those. So we hope you'll listen, learn, and enjoy the conversation.
Hi, and welcome to the Flipside Podcast, where we explore the underbelly of Crestview Bible. My name is Andrew. I am your host and producer, I guess. And I am joined, as always, by Phil and Luke. We're sitting here on a spring day. I feel like spring has finally arrived, and it's always marked by one thing, which is basketball. Everyone who has never cared about basketball is now talking like they know everything about basketball.
The March Madness is upon us.
That's the maddening part.
Maybe. I don't know.
So you filled out your brackets. Who do you got winning the Division One men's tournament?
I'm going with Purdue, the big man. Ebby, what's his name?
Yeah, Zach Ebby.
Nice. I'm going with the big man.
Yeah. Man, I think Iowa State's hot. I think they're gonna make it.
They get a play close to home. That'll be tough.
Yep.
That Drake Iowa State game is in Nebraska, right? So it's like hop, skip, and a jump for both teams. That'll be a fun atmosphere.
Of course I also got Hutch winning it all. In the more important tournament.
I didn't know they were in until just you told me right before we hit record.
Right before we went online, yeah. Yeah, Barton's tough to compete with, but we'll see what Hutch does.
And those girls.
Yeah, the Hutch girls team.
33-0, something?
Yeah. Yep.
Impressive.
They got the long drive to Casper, Wyoming. if you left our service after Easter and drove straight to Casper, you might make it there in time for the championship game on Monday. So,
but we also have a live stream.
We also have a live stream. So you could leave Saturday and miss Easter Sunday.
You're assuming that they're in the championship.
I'm assuming they will be. Yeah, they're pretty impressive.
They are.
Now, you've actually been to some games.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't been to any.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining, that girls team. But they got taken to the very end in the championship of the conference tournament. So they won like on a last second shot. It was pretty awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah. So my favorite player, Kaylee Jackson. So
where do these guys learn how to ball?
Well, they learned in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She did.
Ooh, a Tulsa native.
Cameron Thomas on the Hutch men's team, he's from Chicago, Illinois. By way of a school in Salt Lake City, I think. Yeah.
So. And where do we learn our skills in discipleship?
Yeah, in the local church. So what an adventure.
Nice, what a turn.
Man, look at that guy.
I can segue anything.
Right, that's good. No, that's right. We do believe that the, no ums about it, even though I just ummed on the radio. We do believe that the local church is necessary for your discipleship. It's not just like an optional add-on that God's given to help it be really good, but no, it's kind of where discipleship happens. And so each Sunday, at the very least each Sunday, we're trying to create opportunities for you to grow closer to Christ and knowing him. And one of those is through the 9 a.m. hour, which is called
Sunday School.
Sunday School. Yep. It began in the 1870s, and here we are. Still hanging on, but
the name.
Wait. Yeah. So this wasn't instituted by Jesus himself?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, he said at 9 on Sundays you will meet.
Yeah, on Sundays they were busy at work because they didn't get a weekend. They just had a Sabbath.
Right.
So it's a whole complicated thing. Anyway, we digress so quickly. Adult Sunday school. That's what we want to talk about today, adult Sunday school and ways that we craft that time, ways that we try to make it work, and adult Sunday school is wrapping up a session as we're recording this, but they'll be launching a new session right after the Easter Sunday. So right when we get into the month of April, it'll be a new month and a new chance to engage in some Sunday school opportunities. So what are some of those opportunities?
Well, the main one is John Wilson will be teaching class, or I guess not teaching. I guess the better word I want to use is facilitating a learning group around gospel living. So, I introduced by saying like learning skills. Well, how do we apply the gospel to our everyday life? So on Sunday morning, I'm sure you all hear Phil talking about the gospel and man, like, Jesus has to be center and like leaning on him and all of that. That sounds great on a Sunday morning, between the hours of 10 and 12, but most of us have lives on the other 196 hours of the week. I don't know, just throw out a number, but whatever, how many hours there are in a week, right? So how does it impact those other areas? And so John is going to help us understand that and get our minds wrapped around that and apply it to our lives and with discussion-oriented kind of things. So that's one option.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so I was just looking through the table of contents in that study. Is it a 9-week study, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so gospel living and kind of begins to root yourself in God and the life that he's called you to live, and then nurturing a love for him, that's kind of at the start. And then we're going to look back at the cross, look present at how that affects the way we live in the here and now, and look how it affects our future, and then try to tease that out into some practical areas. So If Sunday school is not your rhythm, jumping into that class might be really helpful for you just to get some orientation and what it looks like for the gospel to be lived out of my life week in and week out. So that is one option. And we've had currently through the winter, we've been looking at another gospel. It's right on the tip of my tongue. What did
gospel change?
Gospel change. So how the gospel informs how we change. The gospel living is kind of another installment in that. So,
well, it comes on the heels of that, which doesn't necessarily mean it's like a prerequisite. Like you can't be a part of gospel living unless you understand that. But it was just kind of like laying the groundwork, like, hey, we know there's a problem in us. Like we know that we're not right, that we need transformation. And so the only way that's going to happen is through the gospel of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And so now that we understand, okay, man, like, yeah, all we have is Christ. And that's how he has changed us from darkness to light. Right now, what does that look like in the daily life and daily rhythms of parenting and relationships at work and neighbors across the street and just other dynamics of life? So sure. I think it's real practical for basically everyone in the church. It's not like, well, that's for these folks over here. I don't need that. And maybe you can speak more to that kind of thinking.
So, you know, you think there's probably people in our congregation week in and week out who are thinking, you know, this centering my life on Jesus sounds like a great idea, but how does that actually affect the way I live day in and day out? And so this class would technically answer that question. There's probably people that gather with us to worship each week. They know exactly what that looks like to live out the gospel day in and day out. And I would just encourage you, please come to this class so that some of your awesomeness could rub off on others.
Zing.
No, I mean, but seriously, some people do have lived experience trying to apply the gospel to their lives. And I think being able to step into a room and help people who, you know, so that there can be a speaking into lives in both directions, you know, you probably need refreshed on that. You probably need encouraged. There's probably days, even though you know the right thing to do, that it doesn't always happen just the way it should happen. You know, this would just be a great refresher and great practicality. And so we'd love for you to engage in this class. And, you know, we always try to have good coffee for you. Usually for Sunday school, there's still donuts available.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the donuts sometimes disappear somehow magically during the Sunday school hour. I don't know how that happens. I really have nothing to do with that, I promise. But they disappear.
It does happen.
Yeah, it does happen. It's amazing. Like, people come in for service and there's nothing there. So anyway, this would be a... I mean, we're taking care of kids. So a lot of you've noticed that a lot of the people that come to adult Sunday school are people that have kids downstairs and they're probably asking questions like, man, it was everything we could do to get here this morning. I need the gospel. I want to live in keeping with that. And so they're stepping into Sunday school to get help.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of practicality around these things that we'd love for you to engage in.
I hear some of the language you use is facilitate and that people are invited to share their experience. Mm-hmm. So this isn't just going to be someone standing behind a pulpit speaking like the main service is.
Right. Yeah, that's the hope. I mean, certainly I think there's some truth that we're trying to communicate, but I don't think the aim is that I know John, and you guys listening probably know John well too, that by no stretch does he pretend to think that he's arrived and has all this figured out. But he's going to probably hold out a principle or two for us to wrestle with and then have some discussion around that. So they're coming off an elders meeting where we talked about this and how John envisions the class looking. And I think that's the direction he's wanting to go. Yeah.
And we have another option.
Yeah.
That we'd really love for others to plug in. I mean, you mentioned
right.
that, hey, there might be some people who understand what yeah. life in the gospel looks like and yeah. leaning into them every day and living out of that identity. And if that's the case, then great. You can be in prayer for those who don't get it yet.
Yeah, right.
And so there's sure. another, the other option is meeting with Ron and Don for prayer in the 9 o'clock hour. They have a short devotional and then just spend the time in prayer.
Yeah, they're working through the prayer list and trying to encourage prayer and trying mm-hmm. to promote that. So that's really the agenda of the class. And you might think, well, I can't pray a long time or anything. That's part of what this class is there to teach you. So if you feel like you don't belong because you're not a good prayer, this is the class that's trying to equip you with some bandwidth to be able to do that. But they're just kind of doing a short devotional and then walking through some pressing prayer needs that exist in our body on a weekend and praying for those things. And I know Ron has expressed this again in elders mm-hmm. meeting this week. He just said, I'd love to have some people in there and love to have be praying with others. And there's probably people in the congregation who would fit from being in here. And so I'd love for you to invite them. So mm-hmm. I think it was in that spirit that we thought this is a great thing to talk about because both of these guys are passionate to, you know, press the life, the living out of the gospel into our congregation and then the practice of prayer into the life of our congregation. So 9 a.m. every Sunday, that's what's happening. So, yeah.
You know, we talk about the four E's, right, of the gospel project, the Jesus project. Equip, right, engage, evangelize, establish, equip. So where do you see adult Sunday school fitting in those E's? Is it engaging people like the lost? Is it evangelizing? Is it establishing believers? Or is it equipping them in the mission?
Right. I think, you know, every time the church gathers, in a sense, we're accomplishing a little bit of all those.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think it's a place where people who are just curious about what life is. So there's a sense in which it does engage. There's a sense in which it could evangelize. There's a sense in which it will establish you because we're opening up God's word. But I think the primary aim of this is to equip. We're trying to make it real practical for people just to grab onto tools and be able to live that out and pass that on to others. Mm-hmm. So the aim of gospel living, I don't think, is so that people become great cul-de-sacs that just they're consumed with Jesus. The the goal is that they become enraptured with Jesus and it affects their families. It affects their workplaces. It affects, you know, schools. It affects as they go about life. So it's very much equipping. And I think that's the case for the prayer class too. It's putting that practice, massaging that into life so that when I'm going through life, no matter where I'm found, prayer is something that I'm running to. So equipping, would be my answer. Do you have thoughts related to that too?
That's exactly what I was thinking is we're getting them. People know like about what the gospel is. We're not establishing them in the gospel, but it's like, okay, and how can we equip you to live this out? And how are you then to equip others? And I think especially with, you might think, well, with prayer, no, you're establishing me how to pray. No, we're equipping you to know not just how to pray, but then also to pray with others.
Yeah.
To lean into that and say, like, man, that's going to be how we operate and where we find our energy and our strength is through him. And so as a family, as a leader of the family, leaders in other capacities, discipling others in your life, man, just that you're going to center on prayer. You're going to center on it. So, it's not an establishing thing where it's like, well, I've already learned all this stuff. No, we're equipping you in your daily life. I just want to keep reiterating that.
Yeah.
I think people think, I already know all this stuff. and so therefore, since I have all the knowledge, well, that's true, but you know how that knowledge affects you.
Right. Thankfully, my car mechanic doesn't treat me that way. You know, like, yeah, I already know how to fix this. Right. I need you to actually fix it. Like
right.
I need you to actually live it out. Like
right.
I need you to actually do the work so that, you know, I need you to take what you know and then put it on the ground running. And, you know, so I think that's what we're after. We're trying to get you to take, okay, there's certain things that you know to be true. That's the establishing phase, but now live that, step into life, give that a spin, see what happens. And then next time you're in some situation in life, the gospel is going to come quicker to your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to apply that faster. You're going to, that's the hope. That's what we're aiming for. So we really want to encourage people in that. Yeah.
Great. Well, that'll be at 9 o'clock every Sunday, the two classes, and
April 7th is the first week.
Yeah. So the week after Easter, we will roll those out.
Yep. So we're not having it on. Why are we not having it on Easter, Phil?
Because Jesus is risen from the dead.
We're eating
and
food.
It's a good reason to eat food.
Yeah. Or
to celebrate
breakfast.
Pull out all the stops.
So are you having a sunrise service? Are you?
No.
Thank you.
No.
The
sun will still be up when we meet at 8:30 for breakfast.
The sunrise service is always such a cheesy cliche. Yep. Like, oh man, S-U-N and S-O-N morning, rise.
Early
like,
in the morning, they arrived at the tomb.
Oh, I'd never thought of the sun, S-O-N rise.
Oh yeah.
The sunrise, the S-O-N rise.
That only works in English, so.
Right.
Hence it only happening in the U.S.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
Very good. So 9 o'clock on Sunday is just an encouragement to get plugged in. What if I can't be there every week? What encouragement would you give me if I'm not a regular, I haven't been doing this and I maybe would like to.
Yeah. Just pop in when you can, you know, it's okay. If you show up in Ron's class, he's not going to be like, you weren't here last week. You can't pray today. And if you show up in John's class, it's just going to be, come on, let's go.
You might get extra attention, but in a good way.
Yeah. You know, I think the challenge with all that is, you know, just even like with people that miss a sermon or something, it's like, you don't just quit going to church. Like, well, I missed last week, so I'm done. Or, you know, somehow like when you go on vacation, you're able to make it back. So yeah, just cut yourself a lot of grace, breathe.
Well, Andrew, I would say that's, that is the norm. I mean, there is ebbs and flows. I mean, there are seasons in which, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I need an extra hour of sleep. And then there's other seasons of life where it's like, hey, I need to grow, I need to learn more, and I want to be engaged in every way that I can. And so people are in and out all the time. So I would say that's the norm. The abnormal is the people that are there every week. You're here every week. You've really built yourself into a nice self-righteousness.
How did you do this again? No, it's pretty impressive. Yeah.
That's a great pitch. Join us at 9. Thanks for joining us on the flip side. We'll catch you on the flippity flap.